This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A Tarrant County judge decided today to move the case of Ethan Couch to adult court. Couch is the teenager who used a so-called affluenza defense in a fatal drunk driving crash. His case will be transferred on his 19th birthday in April. He's currently in jail in downtown Fort Worth and could face up to 120 more days when an adult court judge takes up his case. Riley Shaw is with the Tarrant County Prosecutor's Office.
We have been waiting for this day for the last 2 years, and we're very pleased with the court's ruling.
Sergio Molina, who was a victim in the 2013 crash, was wheeled into the courthouse by his family. He was one of two survivors in attendance, along with relatives of people who were killed. Molina's injuries left him in a wheelchair and only able to communicate with his eyes. His brother, Alex Loomis, says Couch's sentence is nothing compared to the life his brother now faces.
I have not been to my house and seen what we have to change to see every day what we have to do with my brother in order for him to stay stable like this, alive, breathing.
The move today was largely a procedural step. The hearing had already been scheduled when Couch sparked an international manhunt after he and his mother left for Mexico in December. National news media followed the case as U.S. Marshals tracked the Couches to the resort town of Puerto Vallarta. Throughout the saga of Couch's escape and return, one man has appeared over and over to update the hungry media.
Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson.
Tarrant County Sheriff D. Anderson put investigators on the case this morning.
Sheriff D. Anderson says Tanya Couch will be charged.
One of the lead investigators who's been on this case from the beginning, Tarrant County, Texas Sheriff D. Anderson.
D. Anderson, the sheriff of Tarrant County.
Anderson is also in the middle of a primary challenge as he seeks his fifth and, he says, final term as Tarrant County Sheriff. His challenger is former Dow Worthington Gardens Police Chief Bill Wayburn. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports Wayburn is offering up what is possibly the sheriff's toughest electoral challenge.
Anderson said today he's not in the news for his own benefit. It's because this is the worst case he's had to deal with in 16 years of being sheriff.
I would love not to be here. I would love for this to have never happened. I'd give it all back in a minute if those four people hadn't lost their lives. And there's no way that I'm not going to stay with it, stay on it, do everything I can to make sure justice is served, because 2 years ago, justice was not served.
Anderson is probably best known for helping create the Amber Alert system to find missing children. When the sheriff met his challenger for a debate at WFAA, he pointed to a strong record of achievement. He's credited with bringing fiscal responsibility to the force and refocusing the department on its core mission.
There's not been one scandal. There's not been one negative headline. We run the department $4-5 million under budget every single year. We return money to the taxpayers.
This is the second time that Wayburn has tried to unseat the sheriff. He's amassed a sizable campaign war chest and a host of endorsements, including Chuck Norris and Rick Perry, two former Fort Worth police chiefs, as well as law enforcement associations from Fort Worth, Arlington, and Tarrant County. Wayburn vows to bring bold leadership to the department, one that's focused on outreach to diverse communities.
I've had relationships from everybody from the guy under the bridge to the governor's office. And it's those types of relationships that are going to head off in 2016 our issues of Ferguson's or Baltimore. And that leadership from the top needs to be out there in that community creating those relationships.
Wayburn also said he'd shift focus within the department to take a more active role in combating terrorism.
The FBI has said that they're overwhelmed. Local law enforcement's going to have to stand up and do it. Makes sense to me that the sheriff should be gathering that intelligence. And there's plenty to do out there, and it can be done with everybody's constitutional rights and their privacy in place.
Anderson called that naive. He says running the police department in a small mid-city suburb like Dalworthington Gardens is a far cry from being sheriff in a county of 2 million. He says that's why he's been endorsed by local officials, including county commissioners and Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price. There's no Democrat running for sheriff, so the winner of this Republican primary will determine who will be sheriff in Tarrant County. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.